Holy crap. Hello, Bob. Oops.
We took a break. Oops.
We're back.
Yes, live from the North Pole.
This is Santa's Helpers coming in hot, slash Bubbles After Dark.
Yes.
I know we took a hiatus, but we're really thinking about great content.
Yes.
We have some super exciting guests planned for the new year.
Yes.
But we couldn't leave you guys hanging, so we had to come back and talk. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But Kayla wrote the agenda, and she wouldn't share it with me. So.
Yes. We're gonna do our thing, but you know, if you've never worked in retail before, December's our Super Bowl, so we've been a little bit preoccupied planning for the new year as well as getting through the holidays.
Yeah, what have you been up to? Let's fill them in on all the exciting things.
I know. So we launched Winter. I don't know if anybody saw it on at the Envoy.
Yeah. Well, what is Winter?
What is it? Lindsay, tell them about your line.
I would love to, Michaela. I thought you'd never ask. Let me have a sip of my margarita first.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
This is not a Christmas margarita. It's just a margarita.
I don't know. I'm drinking eggnog. I don't know about you.
Oh, I've never had it.
I'm grosser than eggnog.
I've never had it, but I feel like it would make me have diarrhea.
If you can't handle an espresso martini, espresso.
Mm. That's a pet peeve. Huge ick.
Yeah.
It's espresso.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Just ask Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Winter. I really don't like to do anything where I don't feel good. And I don't feel good in ugly clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I could never be like a swimmer.
You and a swim cap would be hysterical.
It's like not a great cut for me. Like this gymnast. Not really into
it.
No, so not my thing. But, you know, skiing. Yes, now. Mm-hmm. Now.
Pre-now, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I used to see all this ski wear. And I used to have this really ugly Columbia ski suit when I was younger. It didn't match, and it was dirty, and it was too short. And that was the only thing I had. It was like, that's it. That's what you ski in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm a better human, and I feel good about
I'm way nicer to people.
My look.
If I don't get a compliment, I'm not getting one. I got one today. But if I don't get a compliment on my outfit every day, I
think
don't
you look
feel
beautiful
good.
Today, Michaela.
Thank you.
And I liked your bikini.
Yeah, go check out our reel. We did an unconventional design materials challenge in the warehouse today.
We did. We made outfits out of IKEA bags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was in a bikini.
It was perfect.
It was
so check that
fantastic.
Out. But yeah, you looked beautiful in your Ikea.
Thank you.
Ikini.
Thank you.
Ooh. My dad joke. But really, so I started looking at cool ski clothes out there and the brand Perfect Moment. Why is this so? I thought I turned this off. Perfect Moment has beautiful, beautiful ski pieces, but to get a full set from them, you know, coat and the ski suit on, it's like $1,500 and you're stuck to it. Imagine spending $1,500 and then, I mean, I'd have to wear it every time I ski for the next 5 years to get my money's worth. I'm pretty cheap as a human. So, you know, I don't want to be, I don't want to be tied to any one thing. And B, I'm cheap.
Right. Right.
I'm really cheap.
We like to change.
And I want to change.
I don't want to wear the same thing every day.
No. I mean, leopard print is cool this year. Next year, I'm not wearing it ever.
No. Me either.
No. So I wanted to design a ski suit that I felt really good in, that was affordable, and that was versatile. Why is it still on? Is it stinging?
Yes, that's you. What? Put Do Not Disturb on.
Do Not Disturb.
Okay.
So I designed a line called Winter.
WNTR.
We designed it over cocktails sitting at a winter ski bar. Isn't that sexy?
Yes. I remember getting the picture on the napkin. I loved it.
You were on a napkin.
Where was it, the place I like?
Maine and Mountain.
I love Maine and Mountain.
It was right from Maine and Mountain. So last year I designed my first collection and it was really great. A lot of reversible pieces, black, white.
Mm.
It's inspired Michaela to learn how to ski. So that's also really exciting. And then this year, We launched a leather collection. So there's a leather puffer, leather pants. So we had a big launch party at the Envoy. So that was really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you been up to?
I have a little more questions about ski.
Oh, God, lay it on me.
So when and why did après ski become a thing? Because I don't, like, growing up in New England, I have friends who are like went to the Junior Olympics for skiing. Like yeah. I grew up around skiers, mm-hmm. but après ski and fashion ski wasn't a thing. But no. now, like we were in Chicago, yes. and we went to this boutique. So we went to this boutique and a store had Ski Chicago. And they're like, yeah, our holiday collection is all après ski.
And I said, where do you ski around here?
And they don't. Do you like know when this became a thing in ski culture? Is it because of social media? Like what is going on that yeah. this is so popular?
Yeah. Well, I think that like that luxury lifestyle on social media is for sure a thing, that mm-hmm. bougie lifestyle. All those influencers eating a Capone in New York, yeah. that pasta dish. Right, yeah. Or they go to St. Barth.
Yes.
Which, by the way, it should be St. Barth.
It should.
If you just say like Barth, I'm going to puke yes. all over you.
If you say Barcelona, get
Barcelona. So I think that like aspirational looking lifestyle was mm-hmm. it became trending, if I had to guess.
Okay.
And skiing is a rich person's sport.
It is.
Notoriously, at least in the United States. It's expensive. It's like $150 a day. Then you got to get the gear and you got to rent the stuff. Then yeah. you have to park. And it's expensive.
Yeah.
So I think the idea of luxury became associated with skiing of late.
Yeah.
I did go to Canada skiing a month ago when we shot the campaign. It was less than $100 for a family of four to ski for the day.
That's unbelievable.
That's $97 in Canadian dollars. I go, what? For one person, right? Like, nope. I couldn't wow. believe it.
Yeah.
So I think it's really only here that it has that stigma of being so luxurious.
Okay. Very yeah. cool. But yeah. it is like a major, après ski is a major fashion trend of the moment.
It is. Did you happen to see the Lady Gaga movie where she was...
A Star is Born?
No. The one where she plays, I think it was Lady Gaga, where she plays a rich designer. Which designer was she playing?
Oh, did she do the Gucci?
Yes.
Was she in Gucci? I didn't watch
yes.
it.
Yes.
I should. But tell me everything.
Yeah. So there's a couple of scenes where she was Gucci skiing. And then I think about Princess Diana in the 80s, yeah. like the skiing vibes, that like European skiing. I don't know. It's trending. It is.
It's very interesting. And so that being said... Let's talk about the Skims line. Mm. So what's so funny is every time Lindsay does something, 2 months later, Skims does it
yeah.
without fail.
Yeah, I think my phone line's tapped.
We think so too. We think Kim Kardashian's bugging her phone. She even booked. Yeah. She even hired mm-hmm. our winter ski model
yes.
for her ski camping.
Yes. So... We love Hello Logan Camp. We love you.
She's amazing.
She's one of our girls that we love to shoot, and she's one of our eight girls.
Yeah, we're excited for her too. That's such a big deal. It's a
huge deal. So we booked her this year for our ski line, and probably we sent the agent some photos. The agent posted some as well. I posted some. Maureen posted some. Mm-hmm. They're absolutely beautiful. If you haven't seen them, but. She got booked from those pictures for Skims.
Yeah, for Skims ski.
Unbelievable.
Listen, I am, in terms of fashion, a Kim Kardashian fan. However.
Winter did it better.
Winter did it better. And I do not want to ski down a mountain looking like a penis.
No,
and
or a
that's
Band-Aid.
What hers look like. The yeah. nude set looks like a penis
yes.
going down the mountain.
You're exactly right.
It's penis.
It's penis.
It's penis. She picked right. It's a penis.
So your options this year are you can ski looking fabulous in winter or yes. look like a dick.
Yes. Maybe her base layer under winter, sure. But I'm not going down the mountain looking like a penis. Not
no,
doing it.
No. Mm-mm, that's very true.
It just is. Like, there's no denying it. But even looking at Aloe Yoga now has a ski. Like, everybody's doing it. But you were, of course, early on the bandwagon.
Thank
and
you.
Yours is a really is affordable, versatile, mix it with every day.
Yeah, and you can mix it all in. Some days you want to wear it all white, then you mix your black.
Mix it white and red.
It's all meant to be convertible. Because when I wake up in the morning, I don't know who I'm going to be until I get dressed.
Absolutely agreed. Absolutely agreed.
Yeah, yeah. Today you're J-Lo.
Yeah, I've been in because my hair's curly, so I've been a little...
Never your hair's curly, you dress very urban.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
I can't be a prep with giant hair.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I can't.
I can't. Mm-mm. Nor can I wear a penis colored swimsuit. I mean, a ski suit.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay. So after winter, what did we do?
Where were we? Oh God, it was a whirlwind. Oh, we just did a great taping coming. Stay tuned. If you have access, if you're listening in New York, we're going to be featured on Good Night New York.
Yeah. That was a really fun taping.
It was really fun.
Yeah. With Derek Zagami and mm-hmm. some of his friends and us. It was great.
Talking New Year's fashion. What I love about what we showed for New Year's Eve fashion is that for the female looks, at least, we didn't do sequins. Like, it's just, please don't wear, if you're a female getting dressed for something, don't wear sequins on.
It's just, don't be predictable. You know, it's so predictable. I was actually talking to your sister before this podcast, and she's like, can you help me find something for a sequin theme party I'm going to? I'm like, no. Why can't they make it metallic or, I don't know. It's just choogy.
Very choogy.
And you can't look expensive in sequins. I'm sorry.
You cannot.
You can't. You look like you're on stage. You look like you're a country star, or you look like you're in a costume.
Yeah. You're a showgirl.
Yes.
It's not good. So we did some beautiful non-sequin looks.
Yeah. They were fun.
Yeah. I hate being predictable with fashion.
Right.
The same way that you won't get red nails in December.
I can't. It's my signature, and I won't do it in December.
I know. So we go to the same nail place. We go to Salem Nail Bar, and it's like a nail factory. Yes. You look down, and it's a high top booth.
Yeah, you're at a bar.
It's 50 people lined up doing nails. When you look this time of year, it's hand after hand doing red.
Yes, I won't.
My nail girl loves it. Maybe a gold design, like a gem.
Or they'll be like red French. So yeah, we're not doing that holiday trend of red nails. Any other month of the year, we'll do it.
February's out too, so sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Because Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can mix it up.
You know what I think is also oddly gives me the ick?
What?
When anyone gets colored polish on their toes.
Other than red?
None.
You don't even like red toes?
No. Like, what is that?
Why would someone get green toes?
Anything. It's disturbing.
Well, you know what irks me? French toes.
Oh, that's horrific.
That is horrific.
I have a great story about my toes.
Okay. I'm nervous.
So I like very rounded nails, very almond, just like between almond and coffin, somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
And the same person who did my nails did my toes. And I wasn't paying attention. I was, you know, reading or napping or whatever I was
doing. Watching something on your iPad.
Yeah. Yeah. Binging Real Housewives. And I looked down and he made my toes almond. I looked down. You like? I'm like, no. What should you do?
How do you even make a toe almond?
He
Quarter the edges. He took his corners out.
What are you doing? He goes, you like almond? I go, yeah, my hands.
That's so funny.
Oh, my hands.
So Lindsay wants me. So I took a little bit of a risk because we have our holiday party coming up. And if you follow us on our Instagram of Baubles and Lace, you've probably seen content of our annual holiday party. Mm-hmm. And we like to say it's the Boston Met Gala.
It's our Met Gala.
But I don't know that it is Boston's Met Gala. It really is. I've never seen a better dressed event. But when thinking about my nails, Lindsay wanted me to do essentially Catholic nails.
That was my vision for her.
So, you know, when you go to a Catholic church, there's like stained glass and crosses and gold and very ornate. Mm-hmm. So I didn't go ornate, but I got sculpted chrome on them. They're really cool. I'm pumped about it.
I still want some Virgin Mary.
Yeah, I want Jesus.
Yeah.
I want it. Jesus with a blue background.
It's right. Yeah. You know those really gaudy churches in Europe.
Yes.
I want that to be in your fingertips.
I want the Sistine Chapel for nails.
Exactly. Exactly right.
It's what I'm going for next.
Okay.
That'll be my next nail trend. I got to ease myself into it.
I also like when people have like nouns on their nails. What I mean by like things.
Like what?
Like they're very 3D. They have like tchotchkes glued to their fingernails.
Be pretty iconic to have a Dunkin' cup on your nails.
Yeah, I want tchotchkes.
Okay.
Your hoop is hanging off your hair right now.
It's on the floor. It's okay.
Your J-Lo hoops are
December. It's a lot.
The ears are just falling off your ears at this point. So yes, we have the Met Gala coming up, aka the Bubbles Party. Yeah. Be sure to send a lot of special feed with that. I'm still thinking of what I can do that would be wild.
I know.
Because last year I painted my hands and arms gold. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it took forever to go.
I had gold hands for days. I don't know. We're doing a masquerade party this year.
Which will be cool.
Really cool. But I need it's not like
I know. We usually do like a we were thinking about how we could make it wild because we like to be on the cutting edge.
Yeah.
And so the last 2 years we had a tattoo artist, but we can't do that again. That 3 years is overkill.
Done.
So I think we just ended up doing nothing.
Nothing.
No, not even a photo booth.
No, masquerade. We're doing masquerade.
Yeah.
But what could I do with that's going to top the gold painted hands?
Painted hair, probably.
Painted hair.
Or an unconventional dress made out of like material.
I have 2 days. I'll figure it out.
You will. You always, in the 11th hour or something, creativity will strike.
Pull it together.
Exactly.
All right. We'll see.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then we were, okay, I got to think about where we were.
I want to talk more about New York.
New York.
Because we make this look very glamorous, what we do. Okay. But little do people know, there's not a whole lot of, like, the execution, 12 out of 10, always. Mm-hmm. The planning prior, 2.5. So we hit the road. The show is Wednesday. We hit the road Tuesday night. And we're like, we'll just stop in Stamford, Connecticut on the way to New York, sleep. Take the train to New York City.
It'll be lovely. I pictured ourselves on the train with the coffee.
Yes. I pictured us staying in an inn wrapped in a robe, sipping hot chocolate with a peppermint stick in it or something. Something very holiday, very Stars Hollow.
No.
So we start getting near Stamford and we start calling hotels.
Because, of course, we didn't book it in advance.
No, because why would we? It's Connecticut. Who goes to Connecticut?
On a Tuesday.
Right. Well, thousands of people, apparently, because we could not find a hotel to save our lives.
No. We called about 10, started to panic. And it was torrential.
Torrential. Yeah, it was torrential.
And I had a spray tan, and I was over-processing by the minute.
She was a different race.
By the minute.
Yes.
I was getting darker and darker. It's pouring. Mm-hmm. We can't find a place to stay. We'd be in the news the next morning. I'm like,
what are we doing? And we're driving all the way to New York right now. Yeah. And sleeping in the Tesla truck. I don't know. So Lindsay does find a hotel. It's called the Stamford Suites. And the man answers, and you kind of can't understand him, which we don't really care about, but he was eager. Like when we asked if he had a room, he was like surprised.
He goes, just come.
He was like, of course we have a room, which should have been red flag number one.
Yeah, because every other
hotel is booked. He's like, of course we have a room.
Just come down.
Yeah, just come.
I said, how much? She goes, just come down.
Just come down. I'm like, okay, like, we'll be there in an hour. Is that okay? He's like, yeah, no, don't even worry about it. So we don't. We go. We look at the pictures online. We're like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Looks great. Look at the pictures.
Yeah, great. It's fine. It looks fine. It looks like a standard hotel.
Yeah.
So we get there. And as soon as we walk into the lobby, lobby's fine.
Fine.
But Sam gets text from her boyfriend or fiance who has her location. He's like, hey, I see you're at the Stamford Suites. Did you check the reviews? Meanwhile, we're checking in, whatever, we get our room. Of course, we didn't read the reviews. The reviews have 1 star. It's a 1-star hotel. We don't realize this yet. So we check in, we pay, park the car, get our shit, and we go upstairs.
What was the first sign?
It was the hallway. Mm. It was the corridor to our room. Yeah. So the whole floor. Lindsay doesn't have a sense of smell, so she wasn't in tune with the scents.
Nope.
Of the building.
I'm working with this at the site.
Yes. Not. So the site wasn't good.
Olfactory. Don't know.
Right. So it smelled like weed, which, I mean, there's worse things it could smell like. But so then we open the door and we're in what some 55 years ago probably would have considered a penthouse suite.
It's two rooms.
Yeah, it's two because it's two rooms. There's a full kitchen. There's a living room and there's a small bedroom. And it was the most ghetto, rundown place I think I've ever stayed.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
You know those shows on like intervention where they go to someone's apartment or like, do you know what I mean? And like, oh, where they live. That was our hotel.
And so I'm sharing a bed with Sam because we usually do. Lindsay's in the next bed and they slip into a slumber immediately. No such luck hits me. I am kept up by the neighbors who clearly live in the hotel. And they're rapping. They're talking about what it takes to make a pussy taste good. Pardon my French. Nothing.
She's just repeating. Yes. She's not saying.
No, I'm not saying this. The weed was wafting through the walls.
That's why we slept so well.
That's why you choose. I was up. And then we woke up in the morning and we did not have a working toilet.
No, toilet just didn't flush. I think they turned the water off.
Yeah, and they turned off the hot water too. There was no hot water and there was no toilet.
I had to rinse off the tan that night. And it wasn't even lukewarm. I mean, I was running into that shower at this point. Mm-hmm. By the time we got to the lobby and into bright light, I turned to Michaela and she just laughs. She's laughing hysterically. I'm like, what's so funny? She's like, you look in the mirror. So clearly I was overprocessed.
She was neon.
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible. But ice.
Mm-hmm. Ice, even, ice, baby.
Not even lukewarm. But I tell you, it was ice and I had to rinse
she had
it.
To rinse. She had no choice.
She's going on TV.
She's going on TV.
Oh, it's called cold thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, that was our, yeah. And the next morning, it's just the whole thing. But you know, I think it's really easy, especially with social media, to make things look easy and look glamorous and look, but that's not the way of the world, everybody.
No.
Like it is hard and just it was hard work.
It was so hard, but it's such a good memory now that we can laugh about it.
It's great.
It's hysterical. It is so funny.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I loved it.
I wouldn't trade it.
No, I wouldn't trade it. And then we were in the Chicago hotel. It wasn't much better.
No.
Not going to lie.
But we got deep dish pizza.
We did. Should we share that? The news about those two? I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So we have, as you probably know, we are now a franchise. Mm-hmm. And we're being very strategic as to where and who we want to work with. So we have found two amazing, amazing groups who are going to be bringing baubles to some amazing new communities that include Cincinnati and Chicago.
Yes. So freaking exciting.
Really, really exciting. So stay tuned for more information as we get closer as to where and all the details. But we are beyond honored and excited to be bringing the brand to all new areas.
Yeah, absolutely. In Chicago, both Chicago and Cincinnati are so much cooler than I expected.
I knew Chicago was cool. I was really excited about Cincinnati as well. I didn't expect it to be so cool.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if you're in Cincinnati and hearing this. I just didn't expect it. You just don't think of it as like a cool.
You think Midwest, you think white bread.
Yeah.
You do. I do. Yeah. I do. I can't speak for everybody. I do.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Cool. Really great for the art, fashion, music scene there that is, we're going to fit really well within.
Yeah. It's super exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To pivot a bit. I'm in a bit of a Christmas spirit today.
Are you now?
I am. Wow. So I want to, as a baubles fanatic, I want to talk about the ghosts of Christmas past.
The ghost of Christmas past?
Yes, specifically baubles ghosts.
Oh.
So I want to hear from you a wild story about baubles past. Not, it doesn't have to necessarily be Christmas. I would like to hear about some iconic Christmases in baubles past, but tell me.
Are you looking for a ghost story?
What haunts you? Tell me what haunts you.
What haunts me? Are we looking for like actual ghost story? Like a ghost?
No. Well, those are for Halloween.
Okay.
We're talking about past trauma.
Oh God. Past trauma. Well,
I think the lady when you were pregnant is a really good one.
Yeah, that was a bad one. So, I think it was very early on in the baubles timeline. We may have only had, I think, one store at the time in Marblehead of all places, small little coastal community. We love it.
We love.
love. And I remember, oh yeah, it must have been only one or two stores then. I remember I was pretty pregnant. I was definitely in the third trimester, I think. Somewhere in
there. Yeah. No, but was it Rex or Jen?
It was Rex.
Rex was born in May. This is, well, it's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas. Yeah,
it's just a time. This is just a ghost. Time. It could have been April.
Yeah. And I was in the store and these two women come in and I was so excited because, you know.
We love people.
Small business. I can't wait to start with you. Let's get dressed. Two women I didn't know before. And it seemed to be their mother and daughter, or one was clearly older than the other one. Mm. So the young one's shopping, walking around. I started a fitting room, all the things that you do, you get excited for. And then the mother comes over and she puts her hands on, she goes, oh, she puts her hands on my belly. And I'm like, oh. She said, what a blessing, girl. I think they were from the Caribbean. I could have a Caribbean accent.
Yeah.
She goes, ah, what a blessing. This baby is brought from sea and earth and heaven above. And it's going to be very magic for you and how you feel. And I'm like, all in it. I'm like, really? I'm like thinking this woman's blessing my baby. She's a voodoo healer.
Yeah.
From an island.
She knows something.
Come to bless my baby.
Yeah.
So I'm loving it. And she gives me this whole thing, this blessing, and I'm feeling so special. And then, you know, they don't end up purchasing anything, but we hang out for a bit and they leave. And I thank them for visiting and great. That I realized that as I was being blessed by this Caribbean goddess, I was also being robbed blind. Yes. So yeah, robbed freaking blind. That was actually the first time I think I was like really stolen from.
Mm.
You feel so victimized, yeah. Especially as a small business. It's like, go steal from the mall. Don't steal from these small businesses. Yeah.
Go steal from a corporation.
Yeah.
They can afford it.
Yeah. Steal from these big companies, but really you shouldn't steal from anyone.
No.
But if you're going to steal, then steal from Walmart or Target or something like that. We work too hard in these small businesses to steal from us.
Agreed.
Yeah. So that was one ghost. We've had a lot of crazy theft stories before.
I know.
A lot.
I know. But what a Christmas party story. Because our parties are pretty epic.
Oh, God.
Nothing too wild's happened to any of the ones I've been to, but...
Well, we
might have to get back to that when we have a special guest.
Yeah, we'll let the special guest take care of that one. We've definitely had some crazy parties. We've had some arrests. We've had some fist fights. So we've had some interesting things happen at this holiday. Hopefully this one will be pretty tame.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous without an activity.
I know there's no activity. I'm contemplating the drink ticket situation, but we'll see.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Fine. Okay.
How much can go wrong in 2 or 3 hours?
A lot.
Don't tell me that.
No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It'll be fine. It'll be great.
All right. What's on your Christmas list? Like, what are the must-have items for Christmas this year?
Oh, so crazy.
It doesn't necessarily have to be what we have, but like, what are you wanting?
Personally, I want to up my cozy factor this season. I've decided that I really love kind of nestling in and being wrapped. Like, I want to be in a cocoon.
Yes.
So anything.
Oh, tell them your business idea.
Which one?
The baby one.
Yeah. So I'm kind of obsessed with the idea of being in a cocoon lately. Mm. Actually, I did see there is this item available on Instagram I've seen. Mm. It's like a condom for your body. Have you seen it?
No.
You step in and it looks like you're like a worm. And you're supposed to wear it when you're traveling to decrease your anxiety. It's a tube. It's from your ankles to your neck. You can't walk. It's a really tight tube and it's supposed to calm your nervous system.
I gotta get you one.
Yeah, I think I'll do great with it. But I had a really, I'm afraid to tell my idea someone's gonna steal.
All right, we won't. We won't. But you want to be warm and protected this holiday
season. I want
to
go back into the womb.
Yeah, you want to be in utero.
I do. Mm. Except I hate to swim.
Have you seen The Matrix?
Yeah.
You know how they're like in the
fat, I want to be in the jelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't that seem lovely to you?
Yeah, as long as my head's not in it.
Yeah, warm vat of jelly. Mm-hmm. You don't have to swim in it. Just exist.
Yeah.
It's all about the hot temperature, though.
I know. It's got to be warm. We can't be cool at all.
I like the idea of being fed through an umbilical cord.
I don't want to eat. I'm so sick of eating.
Well, you can eat. I just want to be fed and warm.
Yeah, I want to feel nourished and comfortable.
What's on your list this year?
It's a really good question. I'm a little bit into loungewear. Just because I feel like I think I have access to the best fashion around, and I'm not just saying that.
So we all what's know, left?
Exactly. So we all know I'm a Bobbles fan before I'm ever an employee. So I think lounge. I want like cool Joa Brown. You heard of that brand?
No.
They style like really like it's kind of sexy.
Say like, it again.
Joa Brown.
Not Joe Brown.
No.
Or Joe. No. I'm thinking of Joe Boxer.
Joa or Jonah, and like they style everything with like fuck ton of necklaces, so maybe that's why I like it. But it's like really cool leggings with like leg warmers, a chunky sneaker, and like a tight athletic top that has like a corset over it, and cool layered necklaces. Like it's a mix of like cozy athletic but like fashionable.
It sounds just like you.
Yeah, it's really cool. So that's a brand that I'm like eyeing, and okay, it's on my Christmas list.
Expensive?
Stupid.
Oh really?
Leggings are like 128, which is so stupid.
For leggings.
And like a sheer long sleeve top is the same, which it's like stupid. We gotta source it. You gotta source it for me. It's so cool though. It's cool.
I do not invest in my sleepwear or lingerie. You should see what I sleep and lounge in.
I know.
I feel like the uglier it is, the more comfortable it is.
It's true. Your Walmart sweatsuits. You know who's making a big I don't know if it's a comeback is the word, but Gap sweatsuits are really great, and they're affordable. And they always do like a 40% off sale.
I think the Gap is going to have a big resurgence. I know Zach Posen is recently back, is designing for Gap now.
Yeah.
I smell a Gap resurgence. Yeah. I think it started with like that 90s cool minimal girl.
Yep.
And now I think it's going to
keep going to come back.
They're going to milk ride that wave. And I have to say, major props to that company for staying open, number one, and B, staying relevant at different times in the evolution of fashion.
Yeah. They've always stayed very true to who they are.
Yeah. But while still being able to capitalize on what's cool now.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a cool collab with Cult Gaia too.
Yeah.
Really cool.
They're in it, and they're able to tap in a way that is very authentic to them. So
yeah. I think it's a big trend in fashion right now to become more accessible. High fashion become more accessible. I was even watching this TikTok last night, and there's this like pretty famous artist who's doing a collaboration with Zara. And she's actually a performance artist.
Oh, cool.
And she did this exhibit where she was a live model. Mm-hmm. And she had a table in front of her with all different things. And people, it's actually like pretty torturous. People could do whatever they wanted to her body. She stood out there for like 24 hours. There was paint, there were ropes, there was scalpel. Like, and she just stood in the street and like let people do things to her body.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. And like, that is so.
I love that.
Zara, it's dark. I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I gotta deep dive that. That's awesome.
If you could have one, I mean, you are a celebrity, but if you could have a celebrity collaborator at Bobbles and Lace, who would you pick? Or for winter, I guess, that's what you're designing.
For winter, I would want to choose somebody who's associated with ski in a very iconic way. If I could bring Diana back from the dead, that would be my number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I say for this game, I can choose a dead person.
Okay. Yeah. Of course you can.
Yeah. I think that's
Princess
what I choose.
Diana. Okay. What about for Bobbles? Just design a collection for baubles? I think I know your answer, but you might not think of her at this moment.
So I think I would choose someone a little more mature, interestingly enough. I think that kind of like how fashion's becoming more accessible price point, I think mm-hmm. it's also becoming more accessible for different age groups as well.
Totally.
And so I've got to throw it up to my girl, Beckham.
I knew it. That's exactly what I was going to say. Victoria.
Because she is iconic at any age. She bridges every age gap. Kendall Jenner can wear her clothes and wear her designs, and then also so can
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, and they both look beautiful in them. And I think she's timeless and accessible to everybody.
Me too. I agree completely.
And quietly ahead of the times, but quietly.
Yeah. I think if I had to predict where fashion is heading, mm-hmm. I do think it's going to be a bit androgynous.
I love it.
I really do. I think by 10 years from now, mm-hmm. it's going to be... we're sharing clothes with men. Boutiques are unisex. There's not a men's section, a women's section. It's just the store, Yeah. Not everywhere, but I think there'll be more retailers like that. Or more lines like that. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Because it kind of is already heading in that way. Like women's suiting is like bigger than ever.
And you look at men, you know, wearing the dresses, look at Harry Styles.
Yeah.
In the dresses.
Yeah, there's another actor.
That's an interesting prediction.
Yeah, I think that's where it's headed. I do look at designers like Victoria Beckham, who in a way does that.
Yeah.
Like her stuff can be viewed through that lens.
Yeah, yeah, suiting. I do think there will always be a place, though, for the female form.
Of course.
But I you asked me this question, too, a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about it. It's been plaguing me.
Mm-hmm. I will say one thing that I admire so much about Lindsay is she's always 1 or 2 years ahead.
Thank you.
So chunky jewelry that's in right now was in baubles 2 years ago. And it's still here now. But mm-hmm. we've had that as an option for people to buy.
Wasn't selling then.
No. And it's selling now.
Selling now.
But we're always ahead. Leopard print. We also were doing last year. Yep. And it wasn't as big of a thing as it is now. And of course, we still have it as an option now, mm-hmm. but we're already on to the next. I will say we are on to the next.
The next, I'm going to hold true to my initial prediction. I mm-hmm. think is going to be oversized. Mm-hmm. I think that clothes are going to get bigger. As much as there is a place for the female form, I think it's going to be a little hidden.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's going to be baggy. Lower, baggy, hangy, barrel jeans. I think no one's going to be sizing down. We're all going to be sizing up.
Yeah, I think it might. Okay.
Okay.
Here's my hot take, right? I think what you want about Kanye West, mm-hmm. I think he's a bit of a visionary. And the way that he has dressed his wife, Bianca Censori, now Kim and Khloe are dressing in those things. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to have either painted on naked clothing or super oversized and baggy.
Very interesting.
I see that trend coming because mm-hmm. typically when Kim and Khloe do it, mm-hmm. it does hit fast, quote unquote, fast fashion next year. So I think we'll have, I kind of think we'll have both. Did you see Kim go to her New York City Skims opening?
Yes.
In her scooter?
Yes.
And like now it's all being reported like, they are dressing like Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing it for 2 years and been called crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's coming.
Very, very interesting.
That's my prediction.
Okay.
We'll see. Okay. I'm excited to see. I like both. Yeah. There's a place for both.
There certainly is a place for both. We shall see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
I like it. A lot of leather, too, I think we're still going to see it. There's always going to be a place for leather and denim.
Yes. I think the denim trend might change to a more dark, structured denim. Like our Felicias and like our Nolans. I see super dark denim, even going into spring, being more of the denim trend than light wash, destroyed, dirty-looking jeans, I think. I could be wrong.
So if I were to illustrate a new Jetsons...
Oh, okay.
So you think way ahead. You think fashion way ahead. Mm. And it's funny that we now look back upon all the cartoons or TV shows where they were portraying everything 20 years plus in the future. And there are some things that they were pretty right on. I mean, cars can't fly.
No.
But, you know, you think about the fashion. I think that if I were to create a fashion, the fashion for a future movie, I think it would be very structural and utilitarian and oversized.
Yes.
So I'm seeing very little detail.
Yeah.
I'm seeing kind of bigger shoulders, clean lines.
Reasonable. What do I want to say? Like, the material is very durable.
Correct. Like a thick felt.
Thick felt or swishy slicker, as your grandmother would call it, a rain slicker.
Yeah, minimal.
Like a slicker material.
But hidden buttons.
Yeah.
Buttons you don't even see. Maybe they're inside magnets.
Yeah.
No, so you don't see any stitching.
What do you see for shoe trends lately or coming up? Shoes, I feel like, I don't know what happened. Something happened during COVID in China, because we know all of our goods are made in China pretty much. Had high fashion included. This is not just a fast fashion thing. But the shoe industry has changed a lot. And I'm sure as a buyer, you've even seen that, because it is so hard to find good shoes. And even going to a department store now to find shoes, it's a scavenger hunt.
I don't even know. I honestly personally have given up on the shoe hunt.
Yes.
So the only shoe I now wear is a nude pump.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
You can never
go. Doesn't matter the time of year. She's in a nude pump.
Okay. Here we go.
Yep, she's in a nude pump.
Hey, hello. I need to replace these bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd every month I invest in a new pair, and that's just what I wear.
Just I don't. I just. I'm not going to do the Louboutin thing.
Yes, it's over it.
They're, my feet are on the ground.
Over it.
They're
sky high heels. They're going down a little.
Which is really nice.
Really nice. I think it actually did it. Because now I can walk in those. So, yes, your foot looks good sitting down. The second you stand up, you look a fool.
Yeah, please learn to walk in heels if you can't.
You look a fool. Don't wear them. If you can't walk in them, don't wear them.
Yes.
Don't wear them.
Please.
If you can't wear them through a busy airport, you shouldn't wear them at all.
No.
I can wear them through a busy airport.
Yeah, so. I can too, but I get so annoyed taking them off in TSA pre. Because the heels are metal.
You're so vulnerable.
I hate it.
Barefoot. I get naked.
Ugh. Bad. So bad.
Bad. Well, any other fixings that we forgot to mention coming up?
No, I think this is a great place to end today. We are going to come back on a much more regular schedule with exciting guests, as Lindsay had mentioned, and we're not bringing in people, you know, just in our industry or just internal to Bobbles. We have some really exciting guests lined up in different industries, other entrepreneurs, people in the influencer space, which, you know, we're never really... They're doing cooler things other than influencing, because we're not a huge influencer crowd.
No. But I do think that there is some amazing people that we can speak with.
Yeah.
In the space of fashion, entrepreneurship,
yes,
creativity,
right,
pop culture, and pop culture. So I look forward to collaborating with them.
Yeah.
So if you also have any guests or know anyone fabulous that you'd like to nominate,
yeah,
feel free to hit us up.
Absolutely.
info@bobblesandlace.com. Well, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you guys next time. And if we don't see you before then, have an amazing holiday, safe season. Look fabulous. Feel fabulous. Eat, drink all the things.
Yes.
We'll see you next year. I hate when people say that. See you next year.
No, because we'll be back before the new year.
We'll be back next week.
Ciao, everybody.